Rebuilding the self, the role of conscience within the Quran. A profound psychological truth is encapsulated in the verse, but man has been unmindful of his soul. 75:14. This verse signifies that humans possess a profound self-awareness, irrespective of the multitude of excuses they may offer. It alludes to a psychological reality termed the conscience, an inner faculty for distinguishing right from wrong. This psychological reality acts as an inner compass for every individual. While humans share outward similarities with other animals, what truly distinguishes them is the presence of conscience. According to divine design, humans have been endowed with complete autonomy to think, speak, and act as they choose. However, humans are born with an innate awareness that they must differentiate between good and evil. The conscience serves as their moral guide, emphasizing the importance of striving to become self-made individuals who assume responsibility for their growth. Humans represent a unique fusion of contradictions within the Creator's grand scheme. This gift from the Creator is intended to enable humans to embark on a journey of self-discovery. It is expected that humans acknowledge their errors and commit to perpetual self-improvement. God's guidance in His scripture and the signs in the universe unquestionably aid humans. It is incumbent upon humans to utilize these resources to merit paradise through their actions. For humans, God has designated paradise as their destiny. Paradise stands as humanity's habitat, where all desires are fulfilled, leading to complete fulfillment in every sense. This paradise, undoubtedly, is the Creator's most magnificent gift to humankind. Humans represent a unique fusion of contradictions within the Creator's grand scheme. This gift from the Creator is intended to enable humans to embark on a journey of self-discovery. It is expected that humans acknowledge their errors and commit to perpetual self-improvement. The Creator's exceptional benevolence towards humans lies in declaring that they merit paradise through righteous actions. Although the Creator remains the ultimate giver, it is a distinct favor that humans can, through their actions, make themselves deserving of paradise. They must strive to reside there eternally, liberated from fear and sorrow. In this context, a significant hadith, a saying of the Prophet Muhammad, holds profound meaning: "By Him in whose hand my soul is. If you do not commit sins, God would replace you with a people who would commit sins and seek forgiveness from Him, and He will certainly forgive them." Sahih Muslim, this hadith underscores the intricate interplay between sin and forgiveness. It emphasizes the psychological journey that unfolds between committing a sin and seeking forgiveness. When a person sins, it is an act stemming from the ego, yet simultaneously, a sense of remorse begins to germinate within their conscience. This sets the stage for an internal struggle between the ego and the conscience, eventually giving rise to a new persona within the individual. Such a transformation would not be possible without a sense of remorse. A believer is unilaterally good to his fellow human beings till his last breath.